Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time.
I know, y'all always catch me singing, but because it is our time to bring you, family and friends, a gleam of hope. And this is your girl, Minister Kim, riding this train along with our radio angel, Kim M. Sunnis. Welcome back to another Saturday with us, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We shout out Blog Talk Radio for giving all of us inspiring, amen, and seasonal hosts the opportunity to be creative and to bring you what you need, amen, whatever that might be, amen, whatever they approved of. But I know they approved that we can bring you a gleam of hope. We could bring you some awesome speakers. We can give you some awesome music to uplift you. We can give you some steps, encouraging words, and we can also give you God. And that's what we love to do, give you God, give you the fruits and the labor of God, that you will draw near to God so that he can draw near to you. So I'm excited about 2016. I heard this from my elder Scott from my church. Shout out to Kingdom Life Temple family, to my leaders, Pastor Thomas S. Cooper and our First Lady, Lynette Cooper. But I just want to say this, and he kicked it off on New Year's Eve. He said that 2016 is going to be sweet. We're going to have a sweet year. I'm roller coasting. I'm not roller coasting. I'm sliding. I'm coasting. Amen. I'm going to slide through this year with God's attributes. Amen. That's my goal for this year. Everything that God wants me to do, I'm not going to be resistant. I'm going to be obedient. I want to draw close to God. I want him to be able to minister to me. And I pray that that's one of your goals too. And if not, hey, you know what? You can always add to your goals. That's what I love it. Add to your sheet. Amen. Add some more things as we kick off 2016 with you. Hopefully that you'll be able to call us up or send us in a testimony and let us know how the show has been inspiring you, amen, to accomplish your goals that you previously set for the year. Okay, so let's talk about last week's show. Last week's show was truly amazing. We had our co-host, Lady LaTanya, here, and she sat down with Tracy Smith. They was hanging out in Philadelphia. So we want to shout out to Tracy Smith, who we've heard that she recently underwent surgery. She is recuperating well, so we want to send her some love. Radio Angel, remind me on this week, we got to send her some flowers, amen. We want to reach out to her and send her some flowers, let her know that once she came on this airway, that she became a family, and we care about our loved ones, amen. And I believe that love heals. I believe that people who are down, out, and sick, or just recuperating from surgery or been through something, that those who love them, when they reach out, they send texts, they call them, they send them, you know, little trinkets, that it helps them to heal. It motivates them to get back up. And we need Tracy Smith to get back up because she's doing amazing things with Tracy's bio, amen, that stems from what she's been dealing with. God took her pain and turned it into a testimony, not only for herself, but to inspire others who have been dealing with breast cancer, survivals of breast cancer. So I'm excited for what she's doing. Later on the show, we're going to let you know that she has an awesome event coming up. And if you're heading towards Philadelphia, you should definitely check out her event. So if you missed the show on last week, really tune in to listen to this awesome woman's bio by going to www.blogtalkradio.com or join our fan page on Facebook, which is the Morning Glory IVO Hope. We are hope. We are hopeful this year. Amen. That everything that you plan to accomplish will definitely take place. So y'all ready? Because we got an awesome show for you today. I'm looking forward to this show. Today's show is about reflection. We are going to relax and meditate right here live on Blog Talk Radio. Are you back in the rat race and seem to be overloading yourself with getting to your goals? This show is going to help you unwind. Every now and then, you have to take some time out to reflect back on the things you agree to accomplish, whether it's getting enough sleep to prepare you for another full day at the office, working out 3 times a week, or spending quality time with your family. Whatever your goals are for 2016, you have to reflect and stay on target. So we're going to talk about ways to reflect throughout this year. Amen. Taking those deep breaths. And just exhaling, amen, sitting back, having a day where you just honestly have a pajama day. Just keep on your pajamas, amen, and just unwind. It's so important that you stay away from the rat race, amen. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what rat race is, amen. We're going to identify that, and we're going to talk about how to relax and meditate and glide, coast through 2016 right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with myself and Radio Angel about to take us higher because our station this day is our hometown. We in the Bronx, the new Bronx. We'll be back.
I almost went down, I was out for
God has turned your your crying days around, round. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is your host this morning, Minister Kim, along with Radio Angel Kim and Sutter. She's riding that train. Amen. She kicked off a wonderful song. He turned it. God turned it around for your good. Amen. He turned it around for you. Why? Because you're here. That's why. Honey, you're here today. You made it into 2016. So God definitely turned all the decisions around for your good. Everything is going to work for your good this year. Today's show is all about reflection. It's all about us relaxing and meditating together. Right here, we live, and we're going to relax, and we're going to meditate. We're going to enjoy some music. We're going to enjoy some nuggets that I'm going to share with you to help you unwind and coast through 2016. Here's something that I want you to think about. Are you back in the rat race and seem to be overloading yourself with getting to your goals already? Yep. Already, it's only the 9th, and you are back in the rat race. This show is going to help you unwind. We are here to help you. Each week, we strive to help you, amen, in whatever endeavors that you in. We want it to be better for you. We want you to work, but work smart, all right? We ain't trying to tie ourselves out. Nope, we're not doing that in 2016. We're going to have some pajama days. We're going to have some relaxation days, some meditation days, and some days just to have fun, just to enjoy ourselves. Amen. All work and no play is never good. Laughter is truly good for the soul. So while we were on break, I took some time out, too, to do some research for you guys. Because I want you to understand what a rat race is. A rat race is an endless, self-defeating, or pointless pursuit. It conjures up the image of the futile efforts of a labeled rat trying to escape while running around a maze on or in a well. I don't know about you, but in high school, when I was in biology, that's exactly what we did. One of our experiments was we had to put a mice on this wheel. Amen? This Ferris wheel. And that's all he did. All day, that whole period, round and round and round and round. You were not going nowhere. He didn't even think how to stop it and get off. We don't want you to have that in 2016. We don't want you to get caught up in that rat race because it's endless, it's pointless, and it's self-defeating. You'll become overwhelmed, amen, frustrated, irritated, angry, and you will be fatigued. You'll be too tired, amen. Your mental state will be all jacked up. You won't even have time to think clearly, and that's something that the enemy wants us to be. He wants us to be in a clutter. He wants us to be in a flock. He wants us to feel frustrated. He doesn't want us to pursue our destiny. This year is destiny seeking. You need to be a destiny seeker. Amen. Seek for your destiny. Do things that's going to help you. Pursue the things that's going to help you get better. And one of the things I'm saying to you right now, this is a nugget. Getting caught up in that rat race is not going to help you. I just read from the dictionary what it implements, what it will entail. This is your future if you get back in the rat race. Amen. You got to get off the wheel. Amen. Be still. Amen. And hear from God. You got to spend some time looking over the blueprint, the things that you wrote down and said, okay, 3 months for this, 3 months for that, 3 months for this. This is what I want to do. You got to set goals. You got to set realistic goals, tangible goals. Does that mean that you'll never get to your purpose? No, it means that you'll get to your purpose, but you won't be exhausted. You won't have a lot of medical issues. You won't break relationships because you are nasty. Amen. Towards people because you're like, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that. No, people don't want to hear that. That's frustrating. You're putting too much pressure on the people. They don't want to hear that stuff. Be kind, be nice, be meek, be slow. Be slow to speak. Calm it down this year. Amen. Let me give you a clue about a rat race. I talked about the rat on the wheel, right? Let me share something else with you. Have you ever gone away? And I know we have, most of us have. When we got to the airport, we rushing and bustling to get to our flight. We get where we going. I love to travel to North Carolina, so shout out to my people in North Carolina, Raleigh and Fayetteville. I love my my Southern people, because when you land there, the pace is much slower. You know, the people are more friendlier. But when it's time for me to get back to New York, once I step my foot off of that airplane, I'm in the airport, I see the hustle and bustle. I see the rat race. And 1 year God brought that to my attention. And I was like, what is wrong with us? I said, no, it ain't about us. What's wrong with me? I don't want to get caught up in this. That's too much energy. And I'm burning it for what? If I just pace myself, I'm going to get to the baggage claim. I'm going to get outside, and my driver is going to take me home, and I'm going to be back with my family safely. Why the rush? It's like people put on so much for what? It's endless. It has no purpose for your life, you know? So let's avoid that in 2016. And I also put some photos up because I love images to help us see what we are doing. Amen. Sometimes just hearing it, but also seeing it also helps us identify how we are as a people. It's a reflection, right? So we reflect it in that mirror, that image of what we do and how we convey to ourselves and to others. Let's slow down. Let's breathe. Let's exhale. Let's relax. And let's get our goals met this year. So if you're not a part of our fan page, just like our page today while you're listening to us, we're on Facebook, and it is The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. IVO Hope, the word hope. And you'll see the images that I just put up. So that you can avoid this for 2016. Again, we're going to have a sweet year. Amen. And when I come back, we're going to give you some more nuggets. So Radio Angel is about to take us higher. Amen. And as you're listening to the lyrics, meditate, reflect, breathe. Let's relax today. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not have seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he comes and I miss him, y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were meant for I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show as we talk about how to relax and unwind, amen, to be able to see clearly, amen, to hear precisely what God needs to say to us to keep us on the right road, amen, to pursuing happiness, amen, to pursuing peace. to pursuing our prosperity, amen, and our spiritual walk with God, our prosperity in our homes and our relationships with one another, and ultimately to accomplish our destiny for 2016, amen. There's a destiny that you need to reach. There's some goals that you need to conquer in 2016. So if you're on that rat race, if you're on that wheel, if you're rushing and hustling, bustling every day and not having a time to just reflect, having a time to relax and just meditate on what you have accomplished or where you at in accomplishing that goal, then sometimes you miss it. You miss it because you didn't hear. Amen. You got to go over the blueprint. You got to look at the blueprint. You got to look at the goals again. You got to look at the steps again. You got to see which way you're going to execute the steps. You got to see if this is the day that you need to execute a step, or do I need to hold off for the next day? It's a lot of strategy. It's work at this. So one of the things I'm going to say to you is keep your mind clear. Keep your mind clear. Keep your mind on the thoughts of God, the goodness of God. I'm going to put up this week, on Monday, is going to go out on our fan page, is say something positive to yourself. And say, one of the things that I'm encouraging this week, this positive word to use, is I'm amazing. You know, I'm amazing because you're able to do amazing things through the power of God. So the stuff that you do is not mediocre. It's amazing. It's edifying to the body of Christ. It's going to be edifying to your loved ones, to the people that you're going to be in contact with this year. Amen. You're going to blow people's mind because of your kindness, because of your meekness, because of your spirit of servitude, that people are going to understand that there is a God that loves, a God that cares, a God that heals, a God that delivers, but it's through you. So you got to be in position. You got to align yourself every day with having a clear mind for God to minister to you, to speak to you, to convey some things with you. So I just put up a photo. Remember I told you, not only just in words, but in visual. I want you to see where I'm coming from in 2016. And this is something that Brooke Griffin wrote. It says, today, do something for you. Relax, clear your mind, take a break, go for a jog, watch the sunset, enjoy the simple things, enjoy you, enjoy you. My coach said something amazing yesterday. She said, you know, while we were driving to the gym, shout out to Ebony, amen, that gives us a good workout 3 times a week. She said, you know, it was just so beautiful this morning. She said, I woke up and I was able to see the sunrise, and it just happened suddenly, but it was just beautiful. Like, she took some time out just to watch God's creation. How many of us do that? Like, wake up and just look out our windows and see the sunrise, or even see the sunset. You know, these are the things that we have to begin to do, to embrace, amen, the beauty of God, to embrace the beauty of what you are able to see, and then share it with someone else. And this helps you to relax. It helps you to keep calm. It helps you to have a clear mind. It helps you to receive what the word of God needs to give to you for that day. You got to get your food for the day. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, it's good for you. I've been really enjoying 2016, and I'm telling you, I decree and declare that I'm not getting on that rat race. If you want to get back on it, you get ahead, but I'm not doing that for 2016. When we come back, I'm going to share something new that I was led to do by the Holy Ghost for 2016. So I want to share our last week blog, what we did right here in the Morning Glory International Community Development and our ministry, amen, Breakfast for the Soul, 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. If you have not been joining, it's 6 a.m. It's early, but guess what? It's a sacrifice. It's the time that you can be fed, amen, before your family get up and, you know, get into their hustle bustle, get ready for, you know, work or school, whatever they endeavor to do for the day. But you have your time with God, and we do it collectively, because I do believe that when two or three are gathered in His name, that God is in the midst, and we have to strengthen one another. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron, so a man will strengthen one another. We have to be there to strengthen one another. So Radio Angel is going to take us higher as we park our train right here in our hometown. They used to say boogie, boogie down Bronx, but I call it the new Bronx. Because if you look at the Bronx, it's definitely not looking like the old. It's new. It's been revitalized. We'll be back.
Looking for mercy, I found grace. And looking for trust, and I found all I need is faith. Looking for peace, and I found
welcome you first to the show, and we would like for you to state your name and where you are from. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Latanya, Lady Quarterback from Baltimore, Maryland. I had to get on the. Good morning. I had to get on the train at this stop. I was like, "This my train, y'all. This my train. Move, move. I gotta get on."
OMG, we love you.
Oh, and I love y'all back. Good morning, family. Good morning. You know, you're talking about one of my favorite topics. So I had to raise my hand and had to jump on this train this morning. I said, let me see if I could say a couple of things about reflecting.
Well, you go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead, co-host. Do your thing. Because we definitely stopped at your station. Come on now.
Good Lord. I just wanted to say that for the year 2016, to definitely everyone consider to make sure that you reflect on a daily basis. It is so important to keep you focused, to keep you on track. And to keep you humble. Reflecting keeps me humble. I don't know about everybody else, but when I look back over my life, that alone, when I look back over my life, but I love when you just said sometimes we just have to stop and acknowledge the things of God. We just have to stop and acknowledge. We take so much for granted, you know, even breathing. You know, we have, that's not for me, that's not like mm-hmm. I'm on that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not obligated mm-hmm. to get up mm-hmm. and breathe every morning. I'm mm-hmm. not. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm considered to get up and breathe every morning.
Mm.
There's
love
a difference.
That.
And mm-hmm. When I talk to people and I say, do you notice at stressful times, you know, when you're stressed out or when things are out of control, we hold our breath. We hold
mm-hmm.
our breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
before we panic, we hold our breath. Sometimes we just have to stop and breathe, literally
mm-hmm.
focus and inhale on purpose. And exhale
mm-hmm.
on purpose, not just because it comes naturally
mm-hmm.
and we've been doing it for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, but just to be
mm-hmm.
mindful of the fact that we're breathing.
Mm.
And that's just small. Mm. We're not even going to talk about sight and speech. And all
right,
those other
right.
things, you know, the ability to feel the fact that it's cold outside or that it's warm outside or, you know, the ability to be able to acknowledge that we do have shoes on our feet and clothes on our back and, you know, all those different things. We have to acknowledge those things, and that's a part of, like, the basic reflecting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just me. I just I woke up, I rolled over, I was like, oh, let me catch my train.
I'm so glad you caught it, because I'm about to blow what you just said up on our fan page. I've just put co-host Lady Latanya joined us with some nuggets this morning, family. Inhale and exhale on purpose, because guess what? We do take that. Yeah. And, you know, amazingly that you're talking about that, because I'm working out again. And for those who have been watching my videos that my coach put up, that was one of the things I had to learn, the proper way of breathing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't breathing
yeah.
right. And because of that, I was getting nauseous and dizzy
mm-hmm.
and lightheaded
mm-hmm.
and about to fall out. But there is a science to that. So breathing is important.
Mm-hmm.
You're right
it's
about
important.
That. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Inhale and exhale on purpose.
When you breathe, it pumps oxygen. You know what I mean? Your lungs is actually
mm-hmm.
a pump. You know, I
yes.
remember a little bit, and, you know, somebody correct me if I'm wrong on the page. But when you're not breathing right and you're working out, you don't get the oxygen you need, especially to your
yes.
brain,
mm-hmm.
which causes you
yes.
to be lightheaded. So
mm-hmm.
there's a way that you
mm-hmm.
have to breathe. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. I mean,
yep,
on
right
purpose. I mean, you know, we do it wrong
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
all the time. I'll be breathing out of everything, nose, mouth, or whatever, just so I can live. But habits got to come in and out. But when you're doing things on purpose as exercising, then there is, you're
mm-hmm.
right, there is a certain way that you must breathe. There's a rhythm and there's a timing. I promise you, everything
yes.
that I'm saying is still related to reflection. There's a rhythm and there's a timing. And when you
mm-hmm.
don't do it right, especially when you're doing things intentionally, it causes
mm-hmm.
you to be lightheaded and nauseous, and it causes you to pass out.
Mm.
So as we're going through 2016 and we're reaching those goals, because I don't believe in resolutions. I believe in setting goals for
mm-hmm.
the year.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going
mm-hmm.
and you're doing and you're achieving your goals, make sure that you're paying attention to the rhythm, the timing of what you're doing, so that you won't get nauseous in the head and then pass out. You can't do nothing.
I love it. You got to pay attention to the rhythm and the timing, because all of it is necessary as we talk about just reflecting and
mm-hmm.
slowing that pace, you know, so we don't get back caught up in that rat race again.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
breathing, I just looked up breathing, and it talks about breathing is a process that moves air in and out of the lungs or oxygen
okay.
through other respiratory organs such as our gills. For organisms
mm-hmm.
with lungs, breathing is also called ventilation, which includes both inhaling and exhaling, which you talked about. Inhale and exhale
mm-hmm.
on purpose, but there's a rhythm. There's a science to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, if we don't get enough oxygen to the brain,
mm-hmm.
amen,
mm-hmm.
and we don't do things on purpose, we can collapse. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in
mm-hmm.
any aspect of our life. And I think that's why sometimes we have been collapsing over the years, amen? It wasn't that our goals were intangible, but we were collapsing because we wasn't breathing right. We wasn't inhaling and exhaling on purpose. We didn't take the time to follow the rhythm and the timing of God, the season of God. So
the
what happens is we collapse. We gave up. We gave up on our purpose. We gave up on our desires and on our needs because we were so burnt out. This year, we got to coast through this stuff. Make sure that you take in time out to do exactly what Lady LaTanya just said. We have to do this. We got to inhale and exhale on purpose. We might have to do a breathing exercise and do a video up there or something. What you think?
I think we should. I think it should be a challenge.
Yeah, I think so.
Do a breathing.
Yeah, we should
challenge.
Make it a challenge. Let's do a breathing
and
challenge. Okay. Angel, you interested in doing a breathing challenge? Where's she at? Radio Angel. See? She
breathing challenge.
Yeah.
Inhale.
Yeah, we got to do a breathing.
What's challenging about that? Praise God, I'm breathing.
But you would be surprised
that
a lot of people they're breathing, but they're not paying attention to the rhythm. You know, some people get out of breath.
You know, in meditation, before you meditate, they say concentrate on your breathing. And what paying attention to breathing does, it centers you. It centers you.
I feel centered already.
Ray, why you sound like you...
What they doing in the other studio? Because, I smell bacon and eggs over there. They got a kitchen in that studio over there? This breathing exercise ain't working for me right now. I think we just need to go to a break right now because I need
just
to get myself together.
Break,
I think we need to go to a break.
You too much.
Because, we doing breathing exercises. I'm smelling bacon and eggs. What are they doing in the other studio?
You
done
got
hungry.
You done got distracted by food. Bless our Lord.
Right. See, and that's what she's talking about. You got to focus on the breathing.
I'm paying attention.
Not the external stuff that's going on around you. You got to tune in. You got to focus on your breathing.
Bacon. Oh, Jesus.
Help the Lord. And see, this is the stuff that we that's why we're going to have a breathing challenge, because that's exactly what happened.
I smell toast with a little bit of jelly. And we'll be back after this.
We'll be back.
Oh, Lord.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle. So many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
OMG. Family and friends, if you in the New York area and you don't have your own church to fellowship in on this Sunday, I'm truly encourage you to stop by Kingdom Life Temple, 3030 Jerome Avenue, right near Bedford Park here in the Bronx with our leaders, Pastor Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Lynette Cooper and Kingdom Life family that will truly greet you in love. We are in our 21 day of consecration. And what I love about this year is that I didn't want it to be like all of the others. I didn't want it to be mediocre. I wanted to give God something that was tangible. Seriously is what I'm saying. So, I got one thing in my mind that I wanted to give up. And if you are not on a 21-day consecration, you can start. And today is a great day. If you already ate, it's okay, because you can just get that one thing that you're going to say that you're going to give up for God. And the reason why I selected to do my 21-day consecration, because throughout this year as I coast, I want to be able to do that continuously. I want to give up something for God. I want to show him the love that I have, the respect and the homage that I have towards him, so that he can draw near to me and we can have a heart-to-heart dialogue. I told God I need his word, amen, to be inscribed in my heart today. I want an engravement in my heart as he had given Moses the Ten Commandments. God took his fingerprint and wrote them down. So I want God to do that for my heart this year. That's my goal for this year. Amen. And again, I said earlier, if this was not your goal and you like my goal, you can share it. Amen. And you can add that to your goal list. But we can write stuff down, but there has to be necessary action steps to that. So what God has led me to do on this year, I started out on last week, is put up in on our fan page our weekly targets, what we're going to be doing. And on last week, just to give you an example of what we're doing here, is we're talking about reflection and how to keep our minds clear. And something that, you know, Lady Latanya talked about was inhale and exhale on purpose. You know, as I breathe, as God wakes me up every day, I want to live on purpose. I want to fulfill the mandate of 2016. And the only how I have to do that is I have to stay connected to people that's going to pour into me and allow me to grow. I don't need people around me that's going to stifle me and to hinder me and to be pessimistic. I don't need that. I need the opportunities. I need people who are thriving and people who are motivated and encouraging and uplifted. I need people that's going to speak to me and do something, amen, for my life. So on last week, I poured into our family how to take the necessary steps to regain self-control. And what I was talking about was regaining our self-control over the things that we allowed in the past to take control, to take residence over our lives. They controlled us, amen. They dictated our steps, and it dictated us sometimes off course from the original plan that God had gave us for 2015. So when we looked at our agendas for 2015 and the goals, and we look at them and say, well, I didn't accomplish this, I think, you know, it makes us feel that we're failures, but you're not. You know, you got to fall to be successful. You got to have a testimony. So we got to look at the people, places, and things that I've been controlling and find ways how to avoid them this year. So you got to make accountable decisions and take actions 2016. It's not always the devil. It's you. We allow people, things, and such as that in our lives, and it affects us. This is why it's so important that we're having the show. We're going to have these shows throughout the year, that you understand reflecting is important, taking a moment, taking a day, and just sitting down and relaxing and inhale and learning how to breathe properly and, you know, following the rhythm and the timing of God so that you can be fruitful and accomplish these goals for 2016. I want us to get to expected end this year. So what we did was talk about how to claim our mind back. And the first thing you got to do, you got to give Satan an eviction notice. You got to let him know that him and his imps have to go. You got to clear your mind to hear the things of God. You want to keep your thoughts on the things above and not the thoughts beneath. One of the things that we have is a weekly scripture. So we meditated on this week on Jeremiah chapter 29:11, and it talks about God having good plans. He has good thoughts. He has an expected end for you. So throughout this month, reading that, keep reading the other ones that we'll be giving you here on the radio show to add, so it is a part of your armor each and every day, not only saying that I am amazing, but you got scripture to back that up. Oh, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. You got the word of God that decrees declare over your life that you are amazing, that you are the apple of his eye, that he has good thoughts for you and a good plan for you. So all you have to do is align yourself up with the will of God, get into the rhythm of him, the timing of him, and you'll see your purpose just play it out before you. It's not hard work. Just do it. Don't put the thought, oh, I got to do this. No, just do it. Get into the rhythm of God. So I thank you, my co-host, Lady Tanya, for just saying that. We're going to have a breathing challenge. We're going to put videos up. Join the fan page. I'm telling you, be connected so that you can see what we're doing. We're going to have some more videos up. We're going to put this challenge up so that you can learn how to breathe properly so that you can get the oxygen to your brain so that you can be creative, amen, and let the ideas and the vision come to pass for 2016. I'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope with Radio Angel Kim M. Sutter's continuously taking us higher in song. Listen to the lyrics. We'll be back. Nuggets on how important it is to reflect, to relax, and to meditate each and every day so that you don't get back in the rat race and overload yourself and forget about these goals that you have set for 2016. Number one, each and every day, take time out for yourself. I don't care if it's 15, 20, 30 minutes, but each day it should be starting to increase because you're going to enjoy being with yourself. Before the show, I got in an Epsom salt I took an Epsom salt bath, right? And I had my candles, and I was able to just reflect and unwind, and I felt really good. And I'm like, well, I want to do this again. So those things are good. You know, number two, don't connect yourself with those who are in the rat race, because guess what? I always say spirits leap and jump on you. You're trying to get out and get away from something. You know, starting to do something new. Guess what? If you're hanging around people that's still on that rat race and they're still running around that wheel, you're going to wind them in it right back there. So don't do that at all. Speak encouraging words to yourself every day. And the last one is join us Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for Breakfast for Your Soul at 6 a.m. and get additional nuggets. Get the word of God to implement your life, to help you, because God speaks in words, visions, and dreams. And always, always, always have a pad and a pen by your bedside to write it down so that you can stay on course for 2016. Like our coach, Lady Quarterback, said, inhale, exhale on purpose. Make sure that you're in the rhythm and the timing of your goals. And please, please, please be sure to call us up and let us know where you're at with your goals. And don't forget about our breathing challenge for this week. Our lady quarterback, our co-host, gave us a challenge. So we're going to put up some videos. And guess what? Our sponsor is going to give you something wonderful by next week. I ain't going to tell you because I want you to get in. You got to join the fan page. You want all stuff? Get on the fan page. Go to the Facebook and go to the Morning Glory IV of Hope. Love you and have a wonderful week in Jesus' name. God bless you.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that name.